This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Welcome to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, where the Word of God will continuously go forth and the Spirit of God will freely move as the love of God is unconditionally shown. And now, Pastor Robert C. Lee.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Oh, Father God, we give you glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the praise. We come today just to lift up the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Because truly he is worthy to be praised. For the scripture says that God is the great God. And I come to truly realize and understand and can be a witness how great God is. Because when I look back over my life and all that he's done for me, I truly can say, thank you, Lord. It's only because of your grace and your mercy that I'm here today. And for that, I give you praise. How many of you feel like praising the Lord along with me? Amen. I say, how many of you feel like praising the Lord along with me? Praise God, praise God, praise God. This is yours truly, Robert C. Lee of New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church. Amen, amen, and amen. Now, as we all know, on last Sunday, we celebrated Mother's Day. Amen. And this month at New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, located on 1623 McEnery, that's McEnery Avenue in Alexandria, Louisiana, we started ministering on a four-part mini-series called The Power of Mom. Amen. The Power of Mom. And I reference from the 22nd chapter of Psalms, amen, the first through the 24th verse. You know that 22nd verse starts, the 22nd chapter starts off with that first verse by the psalmist saying, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Because he was going through some things. He was experiencing some things, amen. And he was calling out to the Lord because he felt alone. Now, last week, I want to continue from last week. Last week, I left off with, I was about to tell you a little story, and then I was ran out of time. Well, that story goes like this. A man, he was pulling up to a flower shop, amen? And as he pulled up to the flower shop, there was a little girl sitting on the curb, and she was crying, amen? And he got out the car, and he asked the little girl, why are you crying? And he said, she said, I wanted to buy a rose for my mother for Mother's Day. And she said that she only, but she don't have enough money. The rose costs $1.50, but she only has 75 cents. So the man said, don't worry about it. Come on, little girl, I'll buy the rose for you. And he went in and he was ordering some roses for himself. His mother stayed 200 miles away. And he was going to have them wired to her. And he paid for the little girl rose. And when they left out the store, he offered to give the little girl a ride. And in his mind, he thought he was about to give the little girl a ride home. Amen. Well, but as the little girl gave him directions to where she was going, when he realized where he was in a cemetery. Amen. And he had pulled up to a grave that had been freshly done. And the little girl went there and put a rose on her mother's grave. At that moment, he instantly went back to the flower shop, and he canceled his wire, and he got his money back, and he drove 200 miles to get some more flowers to give to his mother. The moral of that story is to give your mother her flowers while you can. Amen. Because too many of us are not have gotten away from being family-oriented. We allow things, we allow our feelings, we allow things that have happened to disconnect us from being with our mother, expressing the love of our mother, the way that we should. Amen. Now I want to share with you another little story. This particular story here comes from the book of, have you ever heard of the book called Chicken Soup for the Christian Soul? Amen. And this story come out of that. That was this woman. And on this particular day, she was having a very hectic day, so to speak. Amen. She had 10 children and one on the way. But she also had like a 3-year-old toddler. And this day, things were just not going right for her, and she was trying to get things done. And this little 3-year-old toddler was on her heels. Everywhere she went and everything that she did, that little 3-year toddler just kept on following her and following her and following her and following her. And then when she all of a sudden, every time she stopped to do something, she turned around and she stumbles over the kid. And each time she stumbles over the kid, she offered a friendly suggestion for the child to do, to go play or to go outside, get on the swing, or go jump in the swimming pool, to offer some things for him to do. But the child never would. He would look up at her and say, "That's all right, Mommy." And then after about that 5th time of her stumbling over the kid, her patience ran out. And she said, "Why don't you just go outside with the other kids?" And then she just paused for a second, and she asked him, "Why do you keep on following me like this?" And then he looked up at her with his little sweet green eyes and said, "Mommy, when I was in Sunday school, my teacher told me to walk with Jesus. But since I can't see Jesus, I'm going to walk in your footsteps." Amen. You see, the thing about it is, you mothers, you are the nurturer of your child. And you teaches your child, and your child will imitate you, imitate your behavior, imitate your actions, as long as you're teaching them the right things. Amen. Amen. You see, because children, when they are at that impressionable age before they become teenagers, they need positive role models in their life. And that is the power of mom. Amen. The power of mom, she can be a positive role model to her kids. Praise God Almighty. Praise God Almighty. Now, as we look at Psalms 22, I want you to ride with me to the 14th and the 16th verse. And this is when the psalmist starts off by saying, "I am poured out like water and all my bones out of joint," meaning he feels like nothing. My heart is turned to wax. It has melted away within me. In other words, he's saying that he is mad. Amen. And my strength is dried up like a potsherd. A potsherd is like a broken piece of pottery, meaning that his strength, he's broken. He's weak because he feels like he's all alone in what he's going through. And my tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth. You lay me in the dust of death. Dogs have surrounded me. A band of evil men have encircled me. They have pierced my hands and my feet. And he's just simply saying, they talking about me. They don't respect me no more. When they, you know, I can attest to that because I can remember there was a time in my life when people would see me coming, they would go the other way. They didn't want to see him coming. They had no respect for him, and they stood on his back to make him look good. I want to ask you today, how many of you have been in a position where you felt so hurt or disappointed, or you felt so let down till you just don't know what to say, because you have been broken? Well, this is how the psalmist felt. He was in despair, but even though he was overwhelmed by the turmoil and tragedy of the moment, even then he still looked to God for his help. Amen. He still looked to God. I read somewhere where it said that if I can look up, I can get up. And I come to realize that as long as I'm looking up, I'm looking to the hills from whence coming my help. Because my help comes from the Lord. Praise God Almighty. And in verses 19 and 20, the psalmist starts calling on the name of the Lord. See, when you're going through, excuse me, you see, when you're going through, too many times we pick up the phone and call the wrong people and talk about what we're going through. Amen. You see, when we're going through, the first person that should be on our line of offense and the first person that should be on our line of defense is the Father in the mighty name of Jesus. You see, I don't need to pick up the phone and call somebody and talk about my problem. I need to call on the name of the Lord and talk to him. If I'm going to pick up the phone and call and talk about my problem to somebody, I need to be calling my pastor and talking to my pastor. Oh, I think I said a mouthful there. Hey, because everybody want to talk to everybody else about their problem. And then when people start talking about what they tell them, then they got a problem with that person. But you should have a problem with yourself because you're not talking to the right people. Hey, y'all don't hear me now. See, in verses 19 and 20, as he was going through this, he started calling on the name of the Lord. He said, you, O Lord, I know you are not far off. Because remember in his word, he said he would never leave you, nor will he forsake you. And then he started asking the Lord to come quickly to help him. In other words, he's saying, I need you, Lord. I can't do it without you. I know only you can bring me through what I'm going through. He's saying, deliver my life from the sword, my precious life from the dogs. How many of you know that the Lord is a present help in a time of trouble? Let me say that again. I say, how many of you know that the Lord is a present help in a time of trouble? See, my brothers and sisters, when you're going through, the first person that you need to call on is call on the name of the Lord, because the Lord is the only one that can bring you through what you're going through. And that's why I just want to say thank you. But before I get there, I want to let you know, before anything changed in David's life, let me say that again. Before anything changed in David's life, you can go to the 22nd to the 24th verse. He wrote, he said, I will declare your name to my brothers. I will declare your name in the congregation. I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise him. And he goes on to strongly encourage everyone to honor and reverence the Lord, because God is a present help in a time of trouble. God is my strength when I'm weak. God is my tower of refuge. God is my fortress. You see, my brothers and sisters, when we're going through, we need to start calling on the name of the Lord. And when we ask him for deliverance, before we even must get delivered, we need to start praising the Lord. Amen. For I know you heard that phrase that when praises go up, blessings come down. You see how we ought to magnify the Lord. That's why David said, I will praise the Lord. Praises will continually come from the lips of my mouth. Amen. I will praise him in the day, praise him in the midday, praise him at the setting of the sun. I will lift him up because I know it's only God who can deliver me from whatever it is that I'm going through. So I come today, my brothers and sisters, to encourage each and every one of you to keep on calling on the name of the Lord. I want to encourage you to praise your way through whatever it is that you're going through. I want to praise you to worship. I want to encourage you to worship him and magnify him and give him glory, because truly he is worthy. Amen. God is. God is. I say God is. God is my everything. The scriptures say he's a rock in a weary land. The people of old would say he's the lily of the valley. He's a shelter in the time of storm. But I come to know him as my bright and morning star, because he brought me out of darkness into the marvelous light. Give God some praise when you're going through. Amen, amen, and amen.
God is the joy and the strength of my life.
God. Thank you for tuning in today to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, where everybody is somebody. To correspond with this ministry, make checks or money orders payable to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, or NPMBC, 1623 McHenry Avenue, Alexandria, Louisiana.